Welcome to the Live, Laugh, and Love podcast. It is my prayer that you're living your life to the fullest, laughing through the ups and downs, and loving others as Christ loves you. This is your fabulous host, Minister Devon, bringing you the truth with lots of inspiration and a whole lot of love. Now let's get into it. 2 Corinthians 12:10 NIV version states, "This is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Question: what do you think about yourself? What he says about you? A man in the scripture by the name of Gideon was called by God to lead the people of Israel against the opposing army. But Gideon didn't think he was capable. One day, the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, "Hello, Gideon, you mighty man of fearless courage." It's easy to imagine Gideon was looking around thinking, "Who are you talking to? I'm not a mighty man of fearless courage." Gideon was afraid, intimidated, and insecure, just the opposite. But notice God didn't call him what he was. God called him what he would become. Today, know that God sees your potential. He knows what you're capable of. You may feel weak, but God calls you strong. You may be intimidated, but God calls you confident. You may feel less than, but God calls you well able. Get in agreement with God and start believing what he says about you. Think about it. You may feel that you're average. You may think you're ordinary, but God sees you as a champion. He believes in you and regards you as a strong, courageous, successful, overcoming person. You may not see yourself that way, but that doesn't change God's image of you. God sees you exactly as his words described you. Dare to start seeing yourself as God sees you, as a victor. Father, today I give you all the praise and glory. I receive your words of life, strength, and encouragement. I choose to see myself the way you see me. I declare that I am full of potential and greatness. I choose to walk in the way that you have prepared for me. Thank you for loving me, and thank you for seeing the best in me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Until next time, live your life to the fullest, laugh through the ups and downs, and love others as Christ loves you.